This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan, continuing with your calls at 888-808-1019.
Real quick here, Sal. So we just got the news that the Yankees are going to pick up the option of Aaron Boone. No real surprise. You know where I stand. I would certainly investigate doing something different. They won't, but that's not the point. Do you think that if Juan Soto was under contract for a couple of years or they never got Juan Soto, that their decision could be different? Like, don't you think, not that you placate players that might not even come back to you, but don't you think on some level, specific to this year and Soto's situation, that you've got to calculate how he might feel about a move out of nowhere?
I guess, again, I know what you're saying, but I think Soto's a different beast. And even what I thought of Soto, and you know how I felt about it all along. We've been talking about it for, you know, a year, whatever it's been.
No.
Even I was slightly taken back by the way he talked about himself and his free agency in the postgame.
Yeah.
So that just confirmed everything I thought. Even worse, honestly, BT, that he doesn't care about anything, so other than the money. Like, and he could say, yeah, winning, and I had a great time here, and I love playing with Judge. But do you really think if the Yankees fired Boone and they offered Soto $650 million, he wouldn't take it?
Like, no, I don't. But if the money's going to be comparable to the Mets and maybe the Giants or the Dodgers mess around with deferrals, whatever, and the money's fairly even in 2, 3, or 4 spots, then it could.
Yeah, I mean, what, if he didn't like Boone or did?
No, I'm saying if he does. Yeah. Like, you know, again, I'm not saying that you keep Aaron Boone and give him a 5-year deal because you might be able to retain Juan Soto, but, you know, there is a little risk. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I'm just trying to look at this from every angle, and I think that when you do business, you have to look at it from every single angle. They know internally if Juan Soto likes Aaron Boone, or if he just kind of is somewhat, whatever. Or if he really likes him. I don't know if he really likes him. Not that he'll take a discount to play for the Yankees or for Boone, but it could dissuade him to stay if the money's the same, and now he brings in a manager he doesn't know or like.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume he likes Boone just like everybody else likes Boone, and that's part of the problem. I don't think Boone should be fired at all, but I do think it's a little too comfy, cozy with the...
It definitely
but
is.
That's just maybe you and I being old school. I don't know.
We're alone in that belief.
No, because Mendoza's a good balance of holding guys accountable and also a player's manager. Like, there's got to be a healthy respect and accountability. I just don't think that it's there with the Yankees. I blame more the players than the organization for the way that they've developed these players, the way that they built this team. Not enough of a team. Not enough fiery, competitive ball players.
No.
I don't think this is Boone's fault, though. All right, before we get back to the call, so I told you before, there is a confounding piece of Giants news.
Yes. What, are they favored in their next game? Is that the confounding piece of Giants news?
No.
They actually are favored.
Dable today. They were favored by 4.5 in Germany over the Panthers.
Okay.
Dable announced Daniel Jones is going to be the starter again.
I mean, honestly, they didn't lose yesterday because of Daniel Jones.
I know.
They did not. They did not lose yesterday because of their quarterback.
I know, but
they had to do that this week,
in my opinion. But two things. What? Name him the starter?
Yeah, he deserves to play next game.
Oh.
He does. You might not like it, but...
No, I hate it.
I know. I get me big picture, me too.
Good. It's your shift, then. We're taking shifts on watching this team. You take the Giants. I'm not getting up at 9:30 to watch them.
I understand, and I will carry the mail for our shift. But, you know, benching him now would seem unfair. And petty. Like, eventually he's going to go to the bench, but he didn't deserve to get benched after yesterday.
Right, but here's the problem. I don't think he was the sole reason they lost yesterday. He was fine, but like, what are we doing here? I can't even get worked up about it anymore because I honestly don't know if I have an Emmy anymore. Like, this is year six. It's enough of Daniel Jones. But what about the injury? What about just trying to maybe not tank? And I'm not a believer in tanking, but what good is winning another five games max going to do for this team? It's not. Daniel Jones ain't it. Why not just see what Tommy DeVito could do? At least he makes them somewhat interesting, and maybe, and if you win some games, you win some games, so be it. Like, what is Dable trying to prove? Is there an edict to win more games now? I got news for you. Maybe winning games meant something a week ago, or 3 weeks ago, or 5 weeks ago. It means nothing now. It's over. You're toast. Season's done. I don't care if you went out. It's over. And you're not going to win out. So there's no point to winning games. That's the argument for playing Daniel Jones. The only argument is we want to win games now. The arguments against are the injury clause thing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you don't want to win these games because it's going to hurt your draft status, which that's what the season's about.
But this, from the organization's perspective, but I think from the mindset of the coach, I Dable's not a dummy, and I think that he realizes on some level if he doesn't win a couple more games, he might be out.
Right, but then
so that's the motivation.
Yeah, but then he's putting himself ahead of what's best for the team.
No, because I still think right now, even though it's not fun to watch, I still think it's best for the team to play Daniel Jones because Daniel Jones, again, this is all in theory,
right,
gives Malik Nabers a better chance to develop than certainly Tommy DeVito, with all due respect to our boy from Cedar Grove. I think so. Drew Locke, whatever. He means nothing to me, whatever. So if you want to grow the culture and have some of these younger players advance their status in the game and within the team, you want a quarterback who's the best quarterback on the roster to throw in the ball. Now, their best quarterback is not an option big picture, but he's still the best quarterback on the roster.
But what good? Okay, you mentioned something like, the development of Nabers, which I'm not even buying. I know why you're saying that. Does that outweigh the potential bad with Jones getting hurt or just winning games and costing yourself a higher draft pick? And again, I'm not for tanking. But in this case, how could you justify keep playing this guy? How could you do it?
Because you weren't going to get worked up.
I can't help myself. I just can't. I don't want to get up at 9:30 in the morning and watch Daniel Jones.
You don't have to. I got a shift this weekend.
I'll take the Jets.
No, I'm going to do them both, man. Okay, can't wait for this Cardinals game. Let's go. Yeah, Jets. You know I'm pumped up about my Jets.
And you know it's bad when the best football team in town is the Red Bulls.
Football. All right, so a couple things here. Now, some other ways to look at this. Yeah. I do think, first of all, from the injury guarantee perspective, that's above Dable and Shane. All right, so I would think on some level, Mara has got to be involved in that at this point by now. You know, to what extent, I'm not sure, but he's got to at least have a cursory sense of,
I hope he's not, though.
No, but at least an awareness, because it does impact deep finances moving forward. So John is not going to be left out of the...
Jones
gets hurt.
All right, okay.
So I'm just trying to, process of elimination. Why is he still playing? I have to think that Mara has told them, guys, I'm aware of it. I know about the $25 million guarantee with the injury. Play him. I still want to try to win some games here. I think that that's the case with that. Number two, I also think that you keep this in your back pocket where eventually I think the season's going to get to the point where you got to throw the fans a pound of like a bone or a pound of flesh. And I think the way you do that is to bet, even if they beat Carolina, but when it gets bad, you know what, you bench him for a home game. And that's when you either go to the local boy Tommy, who we're all rooting for, or the other kid that you want to get a look at.
What about trading him? Deadline's Tuesday, right? Tomorrow?
The deadline's today? Wait.
No, tomorrow, I thought.
Is it the 5th or the 4th?
Half trade deadline?
I thought it was the 4th. I guess I might be off on that.
Half trade deadline?
NFL,
who are you talking to in
it?
Who is in it are you talking to?
Talking to Gallo.
Tell him to get out of there. We're doing a show.
Yeah, well, he's got to cut audio for you, video for you guys. Come on, he's a social media guy.
Yeah, no, I love Gallo.
He's going to make you look really good online in about 5 minutes.
The trade deadline is Tuesday.
For what? For football?
You're an idiot. For what?
Yes. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Yes, the football.
For what? Boy, that was priceless. Is this guy a piece of work or what? Mm. For what?
I give up. He's the one who's telling me before. Maybe they should trade Daniel Jones. And I bring it up on the show. You're not even listening.
It's a great idea, by the way.
Why is that door open in the control room? Dove's not eating sardines anymore.
Nobody's eating stew.
Oh, well.
Shut that door.
Why are you letting him get on you like this?
No. I'm not letting him get on. I'm laughing at it. It's okay. He's getting a little crazy right now.
I'm fed up with Daniel Jones.
That's not my problem.
Hofko, what's going on? What's the deadline? And I see you talking to somebody who I can't even see. He's talking soccer with Gallo.
They were talking soccer.
Yeah.
Or movies. These guys are like weird horror movie freaks.
We were to pull back the scenery for you two knuckleheads, we were deciding what the best clip is to start for your social media pages in a little bit.
What'd you go with?
We're going to go with Cole.
Okay.
And we're going to get the Giannis some love. I think it's fantastic.
Told you that was a deal.
Now I have a question, though. Yeah. So, why, and I don't mind, you know, although there was a little distraction stuff going on. So, you're trying to figure out what the clip will be. That's not the protocol. Like, why would you not do that every day?
We do it every day.
No, I don't see him like this every day.
He just happened to be.
He came by and he smelt the stew that Dove is having right now. Came by and complimented it.
And it happened to be a bad timing that I was going to Hoff on the dangers of
tuna fish stew.
Anyway, all right, so the deadline is tomorrow. Yeah. The deadline is tomorrow, the trade deadline.
What deadline?
The NFL trade deadline. I mean, look, again, who's going to take him? I don't know, but I just...
I'll play the game.
They need this to be over.
I'll play the game. I'll take the bait. Let me look at the standings.
They're not going to do it.
I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
And just we're putting it out there, even if it's a backup situation, in case you can't go into a team that's going into the playoffs, if they have a quarterback that's on the cusp, maybe getting injured or whatever the case is, if you had a backup even in Daniel Jones for a cheap piece and the contract at the end of the day you can cancel the contract. The guaranteed money is gone after this year. So if you give up a fifth round pick for him, like what does that mean?
I'll give you an example.
How about the Colts? What's their record?
Well, I was gonna say the Steelers,
but they're
kind of outperforming who I thought they were. They've got two.
So, yeah, right. They're gonna bring in another guy.
I know. I'm saying like
they might be
one
better
of them,
than Russell Wilson or Fields.
Who's Commanders? The Cardinals at 5-4.
I mean, Vikings? Colts are going with Flacco.
What about the Vikings?
What, to back up Darnold?
Eh.
And Darnold looked really good last night.
He threw a horrendous pick in the end zone.
Yeah, when I was watching him early, what point was that?
I think it was early. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, but
he's still early, I think.
Maybe it was after that. I mean, they didn't score a point until the end of the half. I actually bet the Vikings last night. But he looked really good throwing the football. All right, he's going to make mistakes. He still looked good to me and confident throwing the football. At
least Packers?
For part of the game. No.
Love's been banged up a little bit. I don't mean to start. I'm talking about like an insurance.
How about Denver? I mean, I know they got Bo Nix, but maybe you let him learn a little bit.
I'll
pick anybody. Get it. Vegas. Just get Daniel Jones off the Giants. Who cares who takes him? Just get him out of here.
What if he went to San Diego? Oh, geez, not San Diego anymore. Jeez.
No.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Nah, Harbaugh. I mean, Herbert's back playing well now. You're talking about just a backup here?
Yeah.
Insurance.
I mean, just get rid of him. But they're not going to. They already named him the starter for this week.
Which I don't disagree with.
Yeah.
There were other performances where they could have pulled the plug and they didn't. I think that would be unfair if they did that yesterday.
Joe is calling from Cortland Manor. Joe?
Hey, guys. Been a big fan for a while. I just want to just put him in perspective how much of a laughing stock the Giants are. I always hear the excuse from Giant fans that, it could be worse. We could be the Jets. In the past 10 years, the Jets' record is 56-107. The Giants' record the past 10 years is 59-104. So there's no need for that excuse to even be spoken. And I find it hilarious, all the excuses that Giant fans make for this team, specifically with Daniel Jones being the starting QB for as long as he has been, even though he clearly shouldn't have been. And I just find it funny that the same people who are Yankee fans who will say that this season was a bust from them making it to the championship are the same people who turn around and are Giant fans and make these excuses for this Giants team, specifically Sean Marash on WFAN. But it's you got even Bobby Okereke saying our record doesn't reflect how good our team, how good our defense is. What does your record reflect then? What does it reflect?
They're a two-win team, and they were bad last year, and they were good the year before that, but that's right now proving to be the outlier because the year before that, they weren't good, and the year before that, they weren't good.
I know, but I understand why Okereke would say that. We watch this team every week. It's infuriating, but I just told you, of all the games, they've played two bad games this entire year, like from start to finish, awful games. The first game against the Vikings, and then last week against the, or 2 weeks ago against the Eagles. Outside of that, now again, they lost, and that's bad, and they've done a lot of bad things in these losses, but they were right there in these games. And right there is not good enough. It's not. But also, 2-7 really, to me, is not, like, I don't watch this team and say they're the worst team in football. There are things
Who
about...
Who is the worst team in football? I mean, besides the Panthers and maybe the Pats?
All right, yeah, but you just gave me two right there.
Okay, but are the Giants next? Maybe the Raiders? But, I mean, they're in the conversation, honestly.
I mean, I guess.
They're in the conversation. No question.
What's the... Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the differential here. They don't score a lot of points. Negative 63.
The Giants...
I mean, the Panthers is minus 146.
I mean, they're deplorably bad, but... Because their defense isn't even good. The Giants' defense,
New
to your
England
point,
minus,
about Okereke has kind of kept them around. But the Giants average 15.4 points per game, the worst in football.
Cleveland's worse. I mean, Cleveland's beat them.
Yeah, well, yeah. But Cleveland averages more points.
Yeah.
Not much. You know, point and a half more. So nobody averages fewer points per game than the Giants.
Dude, how about Dallas differential?
Oh, Dallas is a mess.
Minus 54. I mean, it's only 9 points. No, I know, but they're 3-5. Like, see, to me, the Giants' record should be around 3-5, which, by the way, isn't good. I mean, at the very least, 3 wins. At the very least, Giants could arguably have 4 wins.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. The record is 2-7. I'm getting tired of coming on here every Monday or Friday, whatever it is, after the Giants play their game, or Tuesday if they play Monday night, and saying, hey, good game plan. I believe in the coach. They were competitive, but they lost again. Like, at some point, they got to start winning some of these games. So it's frustrating that they continue to lose them. I still don't think they're the worst team in the league, though.
No, but I think they're on the list. Again, Carolina's a little worse. I think the Raiders are a little worse. You know, maybe one or two other teams. The Browns are a mess. All right, so is this? So Hoff is telling me it's worth playing. Let's give it a shot. So Hoff is part of the Giants broadcast team, obviously, the producer. And you sat down with Okereke after the game about their record?
And I asked him how to get to fix the chemistry of the team. Okay. And I asked him basically what the message to the fan is. So this is what he's
How do you rebuild this team chemistry? Because, again, at this time, it's tough. So what is your message to everybody and to the fans too?
Yeah, 2-7. Like I said, is a hole. We didn't. Nobody worked to be in this situation. But here we are. So it's going to take great perspective, great attitude, and a great mindset to get ourselves out of it. And from a team chemistry standpoint, I feel like our team chemistry is good. We understand that to win in this league, it's tough, but it's going to take complementary football. So it's going to take offense, defense, special teams clicking all at the same time. So we're just going to keep working towards that this week in practice.
Even Hoff, the reporter.
Can you play that part again, Hoff? I just want your question.
Yeah.
Why?
I want to hear your question.
My questions are terrible.
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
I had to ask Dexter a question before. I felt very nervous about that.
Dexter Lawrence?
Yes.
See, where's your confidence? I couldn't go up to Jay Wow or Danielle.
I had confidence, and they started talking back to me.
Let me hear you. Did he?
He looked at me in the face, and I almost,
That would frighten me. Let me hear the question one more time.
Let's critique it. We'll tell you when to stop, though.
Hoff to Bobby O'Carrigan.
Start over, though. We stepped up. Start over, buddy.
How do you rebuild this team chemistry? Because, again, at this time, it's tough. So what is your message to everybody and to the fans too?
Yeah.
All right.
You had it. All you had to say was, how do you rebuild this team's chemistry?
You kept going.
Get out. Because it's tough right now.
Yeah, now you're answering your own question.
It is tough. I wanted
Let
to
him
know.
Say
it's
that.
Terrible.
Because it's tough, and then you go into the fans.
Hey, you know what? Not for nothing, though. The fans have a piece of this, too. They do.
No, I'm not saying
Where
it
were
was
they?
Bad. It was like three questions in one, and then...
Well, I was wrapping up.
Oh, man, Hoff.
It is different when you're out. I used to do that early in my career. It's different when you ask the question. You got to lay out, and you have that microphone sticking right in somebody's face, and it's eyeball to eyeball. Like, you've got to be well-principled, and it's a different energy. It's a little tougher.
I hated doing it. They used to make me at Columbia when I was doing it. Jerry would be like, all right, go down. At the end of the game, I have to go down and interview the coach live on the field after the game.
And they lose, but then they never won ever.
Yeah, no,
right?
It was just, but it was just rough for me to come up with questions, and that's why people get on these reporters like, oh, what kind of dopey question is that? What are you supposed to? Hey, coach, you guys got beat out there 35-3. What did you see from the defense?
Yeah, exactly.
What did the offense give you? How do you build the team chemistry back up, and what's your message to the fans?
Is that reporter just going through puberty? What's with the voice there?
What a jerk. Why are you picking on me today? What did I do?
No, I'm not. It was just funny to me. I thought that was good.
Nice sweatshirt, by the way.
Yes, we got the Lululemon Rangers. We got the matching. We keep with the matching sweatshirt.
Yeah, I want one. We have to. Those are sweet.
These are nice.
We have to dig up, and I'm gonna have to maybe get with my guy Recco to dig this up.
Oh, dude, I was bad.
So we'll be the judge of that. As much as you judge Hoff, I'll judge you.
I don't want to play that game, dude.
Well, I got Recco to get some old games.
I was learning to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, well, so is Hoff.
Okay.
Yeah. He is a broadcaster, though. Didn't sound like it with the question, but.
BT and Sal, the fan boy who calls when we come back. BT and Sal, back on the fan. You have any more ELEC reads that you want to, we can double
triple up
on those?
Here? I don't think we got enough in.
That might have been the first time in the history of the station.
Whose fault was it? Let's be honest. Whose fault was it?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hoff's having a rough hour. Two things that we want to mention before we get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Number one, I just want to give Sam Rosen some love. Watching him on Friday night, Rangers-Ottawa. Yesterday, you know, Rangers beat the Islanders. Well, Rangers have been playing well, but Sam sounds as good as ever, BT. He's been great. It's been enjoyable watching him and listening to him, and the Rangers have been really good outside of the Panthers game. I mean, it's going to be the same thing with the Rangers, so they take care of the Islanders yesterday, but looking forward to the rest of the season and excited about the Rangers so far. Obviously, you want to get Shesterkin locked up, but man, is it a joy to listen to Sam Rosen. And I know you got your Johnnies getting underway tonight.
I do, but hold on. Another thought on the Rangers here. Sam Rosen's amazing. You know, even if you're not, and I'm not a devout hockey fan, but Sam Rosen is just a treasure of the city. He sounds great. He is amazing. That's a bad job. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you and say that I would have been locked into this game anyway, but I know many of you would have. Do you have to put the Rangers-Islanders game in the middle of football season on a Sunday? I mean, can you find a way that you can actually highlight this so that, I don't know, I'm just taking a stand. I could be completely off base here, but I'm guessing that a few Rangers and Islander fans are actually, I don't know, Giant fans. And I know the Giant season's not really going anywhere here. That's not the point. Like, you know when the schedule comes out. You know the matchups. Just work around this. It's just an odd place to place a Rangers-Isles game. I don't even really have more to add. I don't know if you do as a big hockey fan than me.
It should not have been 1 o'clock on a Sunday. As a matter of fact, the day before, I got text. Doug Savchek, who you know I told you, used to work at NBC, does some stuff at SNY, whatever. He has Rangers season tickets. He's like, hey, I can't use them. Probably because he had to work yesterday. But I'm selling my tickets for face value. They were great value. Actually, he was going to give a discount. I was like, oh. Rangers Islanders is the garden I want to go, but I had already committed to going to the Red Bulls game later that afternoon, so I couldn't go. But yeah, 1 o'clock, like if it's Rangers Canes or whatever, okay, fine.
Yeah,
Rangers
Islanders. I know. Well, which jersey would you have worn?
Come on now. Come on.
I think the people are waiting for the answer.
I'm all in on the Rangers. Until we get into the Islanders suite.
What is that, December 28th? What are we going? I'm
trying to get Hoff in this year.
Oh, Recco, you got to come, Hoff.
I should be able to go. I don't think I'm going to Disney right now.
Oh, you out for that?
First time, really?
Well, not for December 28th. Last year, we made like a quick weekend hit when you guys were doing.
Yeah, well, between the Giants and your Disney stuff, it was tough. But hopefully, we can get.
Yeah, you can't pay me to go back to Disney anytime soon.
A lot of people. I'm gonna have to make.
Well,
that
you have
soon.
To. She's 3.5. You have to.
I'm actually looking forward.
Oh,
to it.
It's great the first two times. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Can
first,
I give you guys another issue, once. By the way, about the Islander?
Rangers
Islanders. I tried to watch it at the stadium, trying to do it on the app.
Yeah,
I couldn't get it.
Wait, what app? The Gotham app?
The Gotham app. It wasn't working.
Well, you have the Gotham app?
I'm supposed to. I have I'm a subscriber on the TV network, so I should have access to it.
I will say I have the Gotham app because I don't have. I went to YouTube.
TV, I remember you saying that, yeah.
Just because the internet was better. Whatever. I didn't want to be a cord cutter, but I kind of was left with no choice. So I had to buy the Gotham app.
Okay.
Which gives me access to the Knicks and Rangers.
Yep.
So I didn't buy the yes part of it.
Is that where you pay per game?
No, it's like $30 I think
you
a month.
Can pay for
the
pay.
Month. For the month, yeah, and you can do all the cards.
Yeah. But I will say this: I'm not trying to rip the app. Again, I subscribe to it.
Yeah.
It's got a long ways to go. Like
really,
there should be. First of all, everything should be archived. Only some Knicks games are archived in full. Some highlight packages, same thing. Some Rangers highlights, some Rangers in full. I should also be able to go to the game And instead of, like, the Knicks the other night, I got home late from work.
The
and
I'm Pistons thinking, game you're talking
yeah,
about,
yeah,
right?
Friday yep. night. So yep. I get home late. I want to throw. I figured, okay, well, I got the app, so it should just be there. I could have the option to watch live or go back and watch from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There was no option. I had to pick it up right as it is.
Oh,
it was
well,
like live TV without rewinding
unlike
it.
Unlike Amazon or Apple, yeah. when you watch the Yanks or the Mets there, you have the
TV.
Ability to rewind it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So basically, what you're saying is the Gotham app has some work to do. I would ask you, is it at least more advanced than the early stages of Francesa's app?
Oh, come on now. Huh? Come on now. What's wrong with you?
I'm just asking.
I remember that app
had some issues back in the day. Hopefully Gotham's not that bad.
It was ahead of its time, Mike's app. I don't remember it exactly. I remember him talking about
it. I remember him telling me that because I was actually on his show before I went to San Francisco.
So I was here at that time.
Yeah, you were gone. I think that
couldn't help with that app. Sorry.
You would help them out. That was Martel still here.
Yeah.
That was when, I mean, not because of me, but I think that that's when he actually first said it, that he was launching this app, was when I was in studio with him.
Oh, okay. You
and
broke the news?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did. And I think he needed, you know, listen, he wasn't sure how many people were going to tune in because of me, so he figured he had to break some news, keep him there.
Right.
And I remember he was so excited about it. I mean, listen, that was kind of the early stages of apps. I'm messing around, Mike. I'm not taking a low shot.
I will say it's a great idea. It just has to be executed properly. Like this guy, I think all sports should have it. You know how WWE has their, if you subscribe to their network, whatever, mm-hmm. it used to be the network, now I guess you just have... it's on
NBC. It's not quite the WWE network anymore.
It's on Peacock.
Yep.
Okay, but you should be able to go to an app, whatever it is, and then have a library
Correct.
Of whatever. Like, I had to go back and watch these. I told you I was watching the World Series things over the weekend. Yeah. They were DVDs. Like, I had to hook up a DVD player.
That's how you watched them?
Yes, I have the whole box set of, like, every World Series from whatever, you know, I don't know where it starts till like 2005. And they've just been sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Let me put these things to some use. But yeah, instead of that, maybe an MLB app that I could pay $15 a month and have access to all those shows that we like on the MLB network.
Oh my gosh.
Or each year, the World Series, maybe certain games. So for the Gotham Sports app, it's a great idea. And it has some shows that that MSG Network would air.
Like the betting shows and some of
whatever.
The other stuff.
Like,
yeah,
more like Jalen, you know, Jalen Brunson Beginnings or whatever they call it.
Yeah,
or Lundqvist 30-30 Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But I should also have access to Rangers games, Knicks games, whenever I want.
Yeah.
Not just put it on and, oh, catch up live. No, I want to be able to go back and watch the first half of this game.
I hear you. I mean, we watch TV very differently. What I just do, I record all these things, and I did not get away from what I have. Don't get me wrong. I was thinking about cutting the cord with some stuff because some things we just don't use. But to me, I'd rather pay a few extra bucks, which is a pain in the behind based on where the economy is. But I would rather pay a few extra and have the old school convenience of guide, DVR, you know, demand.
Right.
It's simple to me.
Well, YouTube TV is great with that. That's what most apps are like that. The Gotham Sports
just
app
not
is not like that, or at least I haven't figured out a way to do it. And by the way, I'm with you on that. The reason why I had to cut the cord is because they basically were making it all streaming anyway with the other service that
I know.
So when I don't want streaming. I want you to plug the cable into the back of the box and I don't have to worry about any of the streaming nonsense. But if they're not going to do that anyway, might as well cut the cord. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. JR is in South Jersey. What's up, JR?
Hey, BT, Sal. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
This is my life after 9/11. My health, I'm 69 years old. My health is spiraling downwards. But you know what, you guys? The Fan is one of the positives in my life at this point.
Wow. JR, can we, what's wrong? Just real quick, what is wrong?
Well, I'm BT, I'm 69 years old.
Yeah.
So naturally, my body's falling apart. But I got the lung disease, the sinus disease, the gastrointestinal disease, the PTSD. When we got off the bus at Ground Zero the very next day on the 12th of September, none on God's green earth prepared us for that, for what we experienced and witnessed. But listen, I want
to... God bless you,
guys.
JR, and we appreciate you listening.
Thank you for that, Sal. But no, I got to commend you guys because you know what? For many years, I listened to Big Mike Francesa and Chris Mad Dog Russo, and I'm saying to myself, you know, you guys may be, you know, the boat that I'm resurrected, and I hope you guys are. I think you guys are the best.
Well, we appreciate that very much, JR. What's on your mind today?
So look, Sam Rosen calling the play-by-play for the Rangers. Mm-hmm. I watched them Rangers play the Islanders last night. Listen, he's the elite in play-by-play announcers. And God forbid, if something should happen to him, I don't know who they would be, get to
well,
fill
he's,
in with.
He's retiring. This That's is his it. Last season. That's why I brought it up. But this is he's announced his retirement after this year.
So they need someone to fill in with Joe Micheletti. Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. But look, two things. I got Mets news, and then just my one point about Juan Soto and the Yankees. It's you know, I'm a YouTuber, and I already learned on YouTube that you know there's a new sheriff in town. We know who he is. His name is Steve Cohen. Word has it that he said that he's willing to pay whatever it is that Juan Soto is asking. So I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Okay. Wouldn't surprise us, by the way. Yeah, we've said that.
Yeah, yeah. And then look, Sal, I'm so pumped up for the 2025 season, the Mets 2025 season. You know what? The president of baseball operations for the Mets organization, David Stearns, he's making moves. What he did, BT and Sal, is he went out and got a starter reliever from the Phillies. His name is Dylan Covey. I don't know if you know that. So,
well, I saw some of the lesser moves that they've made, JR, and thank you for the call. We do appreciate you checking in, and hopefully you could get in good health here and get yourself right, but we do appreciate everything you did
back then. No question.
And thanks for listening. Glad we could help in any way, shape, or form. The Mets have made a couple of these under-the-radar, no-name type moves. Those moves, a lot of times, BT, can end up being moves that can help you out along the way. Oh, where'd this guy come from? Well, I mean, you got to trust that your front office, and in this case with the Mets, David Stearns, is making some of those moves that maybe fly under the radar, but can help the team become a better, deeper team, just like he did last offseason.
And that's what's appealing to me from a Yankee perspective. It's just different thought. It's a different thought process. Now, they'll go into this offseason with the same thought process that may be a little revision, a slight tweak here, but I don't think Cashman and the Yankees organization is going to radically change and overhaul how they do business, whereas by bringing in Stearns, you are bringing a smaller market guy who now is armed with a checkbook comparable to exceeded by nobody in baseball, but you lean on his baseball acumen to make little moves like this. Now, for every five or six of these moves, maybe one sticks, but that's all you need because you're not looking to build out a roster of 12 or 13 no names. You accentuate the roster with a few of these guys, and sometimes it works out.
The way Cohen talked about it in season, I thought, was the proper wording, where he never thought to lower the floor. I don't know if he said that verbatim, but when Stearns came in and lowered the floor, as opposed to... What's the other way around that? What's the word? Lower the ceiling or higher?
Well, Jordan messed it up, so now I'm getting my... Obviously, you want to raise the ceiling and lower the floor.
Yeah, well, whatever. He lowered... No, raised... Or maybe raise the
ceiling.
The floor.
You want to elevate the ceiling?
No, maybe I got it wrong. Raise the floor.
Okay, sure. That actually makes sense, too. Hold on.
I don't remember the damn saying.
No, raise the floor, it sounds like it's a contradiction, but it's actually it's a way of saying that, hey, we've got a long way before we get really good, but we can start by raising the floor and getting incrementally better.
I said it wrong, lowering the floor. I meant raising the floor, meaning that the lower parts, the lesser moves, cleaning up Joey Wendell, let's say, in that regard, raising the floor helps you in the long term, as opposed to just bringing in guys. Yeah. I got to get the exact quote that he had, but bringing in the star players and thinking that, oh, well, this could raise the ceiling. Well, you want to raise the floor, get from the ground up and add depth into the organization. Depth moves help. And the Mets did that very well. For years, I would scream and yell about the Mets having 15, maybe not 15, but five 25th men on their roster back when rosters had 25 guys. Now, their roster is so loaded that maybe one guy you could argue is borderline major league or whatever.
Yeah.
You need to have, like, the Yankees had Jamai Jones forever. Like, he shouldn't be in a major. Yeah, right. So
he let off in the Mets series.
They need to raise the floor. Right, exactly. They need to raise the floor to where the depth should be there, and you have, major leaguers filling out your entire roster.
No question. By the way, I kind of look at the expression, however many times we messed it up there, I think it's all kind of intertwined. Like, to me, if you raise the floor, you're actually raising the ceiling as well.
Right. Now, that's why it didn't make sense in my mind, I guess.
Well, I know what you meant. But now raising the ceiling is like the power move, the Soto, a Gerrit Cole a couple years ago. That's, hey, we're raising the ceiling. The Knicks bringing in, Towns and Brunson, ceiling. But, you know, I think that's key. I think really before you can become a championship team, you've got to become a competent team,
right,
a competitive team, a team with some care. And I think the Mets have effectively done that. And Stearns did it in 1 year.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. More of your calls. Get to the Johnnies as well. I know BT's got your Johnnies game tonight. We'll get into that for a few before we finish up with the calls.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Javi is calling from Silicon Valley. What's up, Javi?
Hey, man. Good morning. Hey, I like your show, but I think that DC has to go. I think he's not a playoff pitcher like El Duque or Jimmy Key type. I'm going to go and try to get Burns signed up.
Now, did you say you want BT to go or Cole to go? I'm confused.
No, I want Derek Cole to go.
Did he say GT?
I thought he said BT, too.
GC. Okay, maybe it was wishful thinking.
Nobody's ever called him that once, but I got you.
I thought he said BT.
So did I. Yeah. I was going to let go, but so did I.
Go ahead, Javi.
DC, but I'd rather have someone who's a playoff caliber pitcher that's going to win and grind, like the pitchers that I mentioned from the past, versus someone who's wanting to have accomplishments during the regular season. I don't need that type of player.
I would keep GC. I would move on from GS, GT. I would keep AB.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you have it as we go through the alphabet with the Yankees. Now, speaking of call, that ABT, you'll be on the call tonight.
Yes.
The Johnny's back in action. Hey, I'll get into the Johnny's. I mean, they got to send a free hoodie or something like that. But, they got to make the tournament. I don't want to hear any bubble stuff. We were squeezed.
I agree.
Come on. Not this year, man. Leave no doubt.
No way. No way. Do I think they got a little hosed a year ago? I do. That's not the point. That cannot happen anymore. You know, the St. John's roster is, and I have said this a few other times, like there's been other years where I just thought St. John's had a chance to do something and they just didn't get it done. No excuses, but this is different. This is different because the roster is what it is, which is really impressive, and Rick is running the show. And, you know, remember the press conference after the Seton Hall game a year ago when the Johnnies were up by 20 points?
I ripped him for it.
Yeah, you did. And by the way, I get it. You know, I understood. A lot of people were very turned off by the way he was so transparent about some of his team's deficiencies, like the lack of foot speed. Like, it's okay to air grievances, but I don't think a lot of people liked it to that degree with college kids. Okay, even though they're paid, so they're not really kids anymore, or amateurs. This year, the roster is his. You know, he took the job late when they moved on from Mike Anderson, and now, you know, he was able to, you know, set things up with the NIL. You know, Matty A, who's the GM, has a ton of money, and Rapoli's back in the mix with his money, and they've got a new AD who is in complete cohesion with Rapoli and Rick. Like, if it's not now, it's just I give up. Like, honestly, I mean, nobody's carried the St. John's flag more than me.
Yeah.
Nobody has. You know, Mink is the voice of St. John's. Yeah. I'm not saying that. He's absolutely not me. He is the absolute voice of St. John's. But in terms of, like, squeezing him, Mink isn't a radio host. You know, he's retired now. He was never a host. So anytime I had a chance to carve in a little St. John's here, look, I always did. This has to be the year. And if it's not, I'm out of answers. I think St. John's is going to be really good this season.
And I look forward to it. Last year, I know I went to the Big East tournament.
That's right.
You see that? I'm looking forward to following them.
You
got it. I know. You got to hook it up again. I want to go to a game at the Garden this year.
Tell me when.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with St. John's along the way. Hopefully, they deliver. And by the way, I mean, Rick want to come in and spend some time in the studio with us?
You know, I was actually texting with Rick at the stadium game 4.
Okay.
Have you noticed him on TV? He's got a seat like front row behind the Yankee dugout. So
I see him on social media tweeting about
it. He's actually great on social media. He's very funny and witty, and it's not just about St. John's, but mostly not about St. John's. Massive Yankee guy. And I was texting him. I was trying to meet him for a drink or so before the game, but he's pumped up. And, you know, Rick is a straight shooter. Like, when he doesn't think he's got a real team, he'll kind of tell you. You listen to him now, he knows he's got 9 or 10 horses that he can just run you out of the gym with.
Maybe when he's got a game at the Garden, we get him in studio a little bit before that. Now, some breaking news
about
that might impact the Giants' potentially trading Daniel Jones.
Told ya.
I get this. I'm looking off. Oh, you're listening now.
When's the deadline, Huff?
I get that this is wishful thinking. I don't think it's realistic, but...
Who got hurt?
Dak is out more.
For how long?
Would they say, Huff, the exact thing?
I hear multiple weeks, but a lot of people are saying it looks much longer than a short-term injury.
Right, so now if the Cowboys are serious about...
doing anything this year.
Maybe you're going to go Cooper Rush. You tell me maybe a little Daniel Jones.
I don't think there's any chance of that. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. Number one, Dallas, I don't think they could justify that. You know, Dak is better than Daniel Jones. And with Dak, they haven't been great, number one. Number two, with the Giants and Dallas, I know, you know, you mess around with the trade a couple of years ago with Devontae Smith. Remember that? Like some incestuous NFC East, some trades. Remember the Eagles and Dallas got? But you know what I'm
trading
talking about.
Trading up in the draft. Yeah.
I think that this is different. To trade in season, to have a trade between the Giants and Dallas, there's no way. Not that I wouldn't trade Daniel Jones, but I don't see why Dallas would want him.
Russell is calling from West Islip. What's up, Russell?
Hey, guys. First, I want to say, Sal, you're selling yourself short. I would be so nervous if I met you in public. You're a stud. You're a star.
Oh, thank you, Russell. I appreciate that. You're right. Next time I see Jay Wow and Danielle from Housewives, I'm going up to
them.
Yeah, yeah.
But my
all right, boy, pick it up there, Russ. Either give me a compliment or pick it up.
No.
Go ahead, Russ. I'm just teasing.
If the Giants part ways from Shane and Dable, BP, would you take Shane and Dable, but you have to take them as a package to run the Jets?
Ooh. That's an interesting one to ponder. Wow.
That's actually a great.
That is a good question.
Thank you, Russell.
Took him forever to get there, but it's pretty good.
It's a great question.
I would not. I would take Dable as the.
The answer's gotta be no.
The answer's no.
Because the Jets need. Now, I believe in Shane and Dable, and I believe in Dable more, and I still don't think the jury should be out on Shane 2.5 years in.
Mm-hmm.
I can properly judge any general manager. But the Jets need a. No doubt about it. The jury is still out on Shane and Dable. The Jets need this guy can rebuild. This hapless, pathetic franchise.
Yeah.
That's what they need. And that's not Shannon Dable.
Non-sports item here.
Yeah.
Does anybody else notice it never rains? Do you realize
it's delayed? We need rain.
It has not rained since September 27th, dude.
The Jersey's got... Now, I don't like the rain. Like, I'm glad we haven't
either,
dealt with
but my arborvitaes need a little because now I shut off the water because you got to winterize the hoses and everything.
How about the wildfires going on in Jersey at times?
That's more important. I was reading it before. I had it written down before we got out of the show. I'm serious. Like, dude, it has not rained since September 27. That's the last recorded measurement of precipitation in the New York City metro area. And these records go back to 1869. And this is the second longest drought streak without rain since 1924. Dude, it never rains.
It's ridiculous. Not to mention that the weather, one day 30 degrees, one day 80 degrees. I mean, what's going on with this stuff?
I follow politics, and I think I know a lot about the world. I don't pretend to know about global warming.
But it's a real thing.
I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. I'm never going to refute it. I don't know enough to or endorse it strongly, but I know the weather's changing. Yeah. I mean, I know that.
Chris is calling from Bayshore. Chris?
It was 80 degrees on Halloween.
It's insane.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Chris?
I wanted to talk to you. I got a point on the Giants, but just you were talking about Sam Rosen. And in college, we used to run into him at Playland and Rye a lot. We'd come off, they'd go on or whatever. He would range his practice. But the guy is as nice a guy as he is a good broadcaster. He's just a regular dude. He would talk about the team, and he would be great.
He is the absolute best, and I miss him already. What else you got, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I just think I'm listening to you guys, and I'm a huge Giant fan, ex-season ticket holder. I just think Dable is getting away with. He's not getting enough heat. I mean, the guy is super arrogant. You listen to his press conferences. He wants nothing to do with the guys that are asking him questions. I think back to the two opportunities he had to do a lot of planning: the playoff game and the opening game against Dallas, and he got boat raced. There's no way he's getting enough heat.
Yeah, but Chris, hold on. He also had a plan for the Vikings playoff game, which he won. So,
Listen,
I get it. There's a reason why I've said what I've said, and I do think Dable's an asset. I think there's going to be some more twists and turns in this season. They're not going to win a lot. Right now, I don't want to say fractured. That's too strong. I'm not trying to misrepresent the Giants, but Neighbors doesn't seem to be acting like a pro. Obviously,
Deontay Banks.
Banks has been a disaster for the past month or so. There's some cracks.
I will say that for the first time, I agree with Chris in that the Dable being short and terse with the reporters.
Yep.
You can't be 2-7 and be doing that.
Doesn't work when you don't
win. I love Dable.
Man, I know.
You're 2-7. You got to take it on the chin sometimes and suck it up and change the attitude a little bit.
Why did Joe Judge lose his job? I'm not saying it's the same fate, but Joe kind of, with the media, got contentious and he talked his way out of it.
Right,
I hope Dable doesn't do the same.
That does it for us. Thanks, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff as well. Evan and Tiki coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.